This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Lucinda's mother, concerned about her 13-year-old daughter, asked me yesterday a very common question of parents who have teenage girls. Should her daughter get the cervical cancer vaccine? Well, first some background. In the U.S., cervical cancer is still relatively rare, but it kills about 3,600 women each year. About 70% of cervical cancer is due to an infection from a virus called the human papillomavirus, a sexually transmitted disease. In other parts of the world, the story is very different. The disease is far more common. The small number of cases in the U.S. is in part due to women getting regular pap testing, testing that needs to continue on regardless of whether or not women are immunized for HPV, human papillomavirus. Several years ago, two different immunizations were licensed. Each promised protection from certain strains of the virus that cause cervical cancer. Since that time, tens of millions of young women have been vaccinated against the virus that causes cervical cancer. The current recommendation is that women between the ages of 12 and 26 get the vaccine, and currently more than a dozen states are thinking about requiring the vaccine at a huge cost to the public. This huge marketing success is due to aggressive promotion by the drug company manufacturer, including hiring doctors to promote the vaccine, lobbying legislators, and advertising aggressively directly to the public. The vaccine is very expensive. It can cost about $1,000. Conservative estimates are that we as a society spend about $1.5 billion a year on this vaccine, which translates to about $46,000 per year of life saved. There are lots of other alternatives for that money that would reap a far larger benefit to society. Few of these have ever received a fair hearing in the public court of approval, primarily because there's no drug company pushing for their sales. In the case of cervical cancer, we're spending huge sums on a small problem while we ignore big problems where we could really make a difference. Now, given that I do not believe we have enough data yet on the vaccine's effectiveness, I could only tell Lucinda and her mother the pros and cons of the vaccine. It does seem that women who get the vaccine are less likely to have abnormal pap tests and require additional testing. But does the vaccine prevent cancer and reduce deaths from cervical cancer? Well, we just don't know yet. Because insurance covered Lucinda's vaccine, and because it's generally regarded as safe, she ended up getting the jab. Will it protect her and reduce her chances of getting cervical cancer? We just don't know yet. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.